The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us on the line right now is Representative Rob Whitman, Republican from Virginia, Chairman of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness. And we're pleased to have you there, Congressman. How are you today?
Great to be with you, Brian and Katie. I'm doing well today.
We wanted to have you here because there's been a lot of talk about what we need to have in a commander-in-chief. And it's been spurred by the fact that they had the big commander-in-chief forum this week where Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton got up on a stage and talked about what they would do if they were the commander-in-chief. As we look at all this, do you have any thoughts about how they both performed, and are there any concerns that you have?
Well, first of all, I think the forum was great to have the opportunity for men and women in uniform to be asking questions directly of those two individuals that are asking to be commander-in-chief. But there are some very fundamental elements of what I believe have to be projected by the next commander-in-chief, and that is what's going to happen in restoring readiness, which today is lacking significantly. I did hear a specific definition of the problem by Donald Trump talking about where our Air Force, our Army, our Marine Corps, and our Navy is well short of where we need to be, and at least laying out there his understanding of what needs to happen to reconstruct that readiness. I heard, though, from Secretary Clinton a lack of reflecting reality when she talks about the threats that are out there, specifically there with the threat of ISIS, and saying that there would not be any ground troops put into place there. Well, there are already ground troops there, and if you take those options off the table, I think you take away your ability to truly address that threat. And she didn't even go back and address the more fundamental element, and that is, do we have the necessary readiness to even pursue an air campaign there? Think about this, Brian. Our United States Air Force today is short 5,000 maintainers, mm-hmm. and is short over 700 pilots on track, even if they pay these proposed bonuses, on track to be short 1,500 pilots. To me, she didn't address the more fundamental issue there, and as what's going to happen to restore readiness. That's the only, even if you have a hope of pursuing an air campaign, you can't do it without maintainers and pilots. So I didn't hear from her how she was going to restore military readiness. At least with Donald Trump, he acknowledged the problem, and he did lay out what he would do to try to regain and reestablish readiness.
Yeah, well, Hillary, of course, is still kowtowing to her far-left anti-war base. But on the issue, Congressman, of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, I find it alarming that Republicans are now defending Trump's cozying up to Putin, taking his compliments to heart, saying that he's a strong leader. This is a president who has journalists executed in the streets. This is a president who has his political opponents executed. This is someone who Republicans roundly condemned for going into Crimea. Are Republicans going to stand up to Trump at any point and say it's time to stop coddling up to Vladimir Putin, who is a former KGB member and enemy of this country?
Katie, I do think we have to acknowledge exactly who Vladimir Putin is. He is ruthless. He is also very, very self-serving. He is not going to do anything in United States interest, as we've seen. And we've seen his behavior with the taking of Crimea, with Ukraine, and even the attack on Georgia. I've visited the Baltic states about a year or so ago, met with leaders there. They are deeply concerned about this aggressive behavior. Vladimir Putin is who he is, and we need to acknowledge that and not in any way elevate him. And having differences there with how Donald Trump at least identifies Vladimir Putin, I think is critical as to how we address Russia's behavior, and to make sure, too, that we deter them from additional aggressive behavior in that area of the world. So you have to be able to acknowledge that Vladimir Putin has not behaved well. He is, I think, still on track to do more aggressive things in that area of the world, and we have to have the capability to counter that and deter that. I still don't believe in that theater, even with the European Reassurance Initiative, that we're doing enough to make sure we have enough deterrence there to where Putin says, oh, if I do something there, not only is there the capability, but that there will be a response both from the United States and NATO.
One of the things that Donald Trump brought up during the Commander-in-Chief Forum was that he thinks that our current president and the Obama administration is not paying attention to the generals, the military officials. This is backed up, by the way, in a story in the Daily Caller today, which has an email exchange between former Supreme Allied Commander, an Air Force general by the name of Philip Breedlove, and Colin Powell, which has been revealed, one of those documents that got hacked and has been revealed to the public, in which Breedlove is asking Colin Powell, how do I get this president's attention? He doesn't seem to care what we're doing. He doesn't seem to be engaged. I think he thinks that we're a problem and that we're going to drag him into a war and we can't get his attention. I mean, is this a problem? Does this president not pay attention to the military leaders and their expertise?
Brian, I think that's exactly the case. In fact, I lived it with General Breedlove, not only visiting there with his European command and the Supreme Allied Commander, but also he wasn't getting any response from the White House in seeing the behavior of Russia specifically in what it was doing to try to take Crimea and other efforts there in these snap exercises running up to the border of the Ukraine. He actually had to come here to the United States, and he called leaders together on the House Armed Services Committee and said, hey, listen, you all have to be aware of what's going on because there's no action being taken on the executive branch level. And if Congress doesn't at least take action itself, here's what we face. So I saw that firsthand where frustration and lack of response to, again, one of our highest military commanders, the United States military, was not even being acknowledged by the White House, and where he felt compelled to have to travel here on his own to meet with members of Congress. He met with those of us in the House Armed Services Committee, as well as Speaker Boehner, to say, hey, you all have to do something, because if not, these are the things that are going to happen. So I saw it firsthand, and I think Donald Trump is spot on with the lack of response by the White House in many situations, and that's one of many instances where we've seen that.
All right, the Representative Rob Whitman, Republican from Virginia, Chairman of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness, thank you so much for joining us.